我们一同来读几处圣经。
We want to read a few scriptures together.
旧约撒迦利亚书。
In the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah.
二章三节到五节。三节到五节。
与我说话的天使去的时候，又有一位天使迎着他来，对他说：你跑去告诉那少年人说，耶路撒冷被有人居住，好像无城墙的乡村，因为人民和牲畜甚多。耶和华说：我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城，并要做其中的荣耀。
Then the angel who was speaking to me left, and another angel came to meet him and said to him, Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of men and livestock in it, and I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within.
六节到十三节。
Verses 6 to 13。
耶和华说：我从前分散你们在天的四方，现在你们要从北方之地逃回。这是耶和华说的。与巴比伦人同住的锡安民啊，应当逃脱。万军之耶和华说：在显出荣耀之后，差遣我去惩罚那掳掠你们的列国。摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。看哪，我要向他们抡手，他们就必做服侍他们之人的掳物，你们便知道万军之耶和华差遣我了。锡安城啊，应当欢乐歌唱，因为我来要住在你中间，这是耶和华说的。那时必有许多国归附耶和华做他的子民，他要住在你中间，你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你那里去了。耶和华必收回犹大做他圣地的份，也必再拣选耶路撒冷，凡有血气的都当在耶和华面前静默无声，因为他兴起从圣所出来了。
Amen. Come, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord. Come, O Zion, escape, you who live in the daughter of Babylon, for this is what the Lord Almighty says. After he has honored me and has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. I will surely raise my hand against them, so their slaves will plunder them. Shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming, and I will live among you, declares the Lord. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in the day and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling.
好，今天是夏令会时间最后一个主日。
This is the last Sunday service before our annual summer conference.
和弟兄姊妹读旧约最后的圣经。
And I'm reading the very last chapter or book in the Old Testament with you.
旧约最后两本书，撒迦利亚书跟马拉基书。
The two last two books in the book of the Old Testament is book of Zechariah and Malachi.
两本书都说到主的再来。
And both books talk about the coming of the Lord.
到新约的最后两本书。
And in the last two books in the New Testament,
犹大书和启示录。
Book of Judah and Revelation.
都讲到主的再来。
Also speak of the coming of the Lord.
旧约圣经结束在主的再来。
And the Old Testament ended with the subject of his coming.
新约圣经结束在主的再来。
And the same way, New Testament also ended with his second coming.
同样讲主的再来。
They talk about the coming of the Lord together.
还有分别。
But there are different comings here.
撒迦利亚书讲主的再来。
The Zechariah talk about the coming of the Lord.
马拉基书讲再来的主。
And the Malachi talk about the Lord that is coming.
犹大书讲主的再来。
And book of Judah talk about the coming of the Lord.
启示录讲再来的主。
And Revelation also talk about the Lord that is coming.
这是什么分别呢？
What are the differences?
分别很大。
A big difference.
讲主的再来
When you talk about the Lord's coming,
是讲主再来的那件事
You are talking about the matter of coming.
讲再来的主
And when you talk about the Lord, who is coming?
说到主来的时候主是怎样的为主
It focuses on the topic that when he comes, what kind of Lord he is.
分别很大对不对
There is a great difference.
保罗写了两卷书
And Paul wrote two books.
专一说到主的再来
Focusing on the coming of the Lord Jesus
提撒罗尼迦前书跟后书
That's first and second Thessalonians
前书说主的再来
The first book talk about the coming of the Lord
后书讲再来的主
And the second Thessalonians talk about the Lord who is coming
所以圣经是神的话
And Bible is the word of God
是圣灵所写的
Written and inspired by the Holy Spirit
启示为作者
And through many authors,
经过两三千年时间
through 2,000 to 3,000 years of time,
完成这本书
the Bible is complete.
但是这本书从开始到末了
yeah, from the beginning to the end,
一气呵成的
it's like a one tone consistently throughout the book.
没有一点差的地方
and there's no inconsistency throughout the entire Bible.
每一个字提起来
and every word,
从创世纪到启示录
from the book of,Genesis to the book of Revelation
都是一贯的
they are very the same subjects very consistent
都从浅入深到最后的结束
and from shallow to depth from the beginning to the ending
圣经是多奇妙本书啊
and Bible is such a marvelous book
两件事我们一生学也不会 学完全了
and these are the two things we can never exhaust in our life
一件是祷告
one is to pray
一件是读经
One is to read the Bible
这两件是跟随我们一生之久
And prayer and Bible reading will follow us all the days of our lives
没有一个人能够说我都已经学会了
No one can say, oh, I'm done with one of them
所以我们大家都学好不好
So we should continue to learn on these two things
今天要进夏令会之前了
Before we go into the conference
大家的灵感很高昂啊
And our spirit should be on the high side
要迎接夏令会了
to be ready for the coming of the conference
今天我碰到你们不明聚会特别严肃
and today sitting among you in the break of bread meetings I feel that you guys are so serious
也很好你们的心都在预备迎接主要夏令会了
and I feel great that you guys are waiting before the Lord for, and prepare yourself for the conference
所以大家是要准备啊
yes we have to prepare ourselves
夏令会最重要的是
the most important thing for the summer conference
还不是听懂信息
it's notjust to understand what's said in the message
最重要的是
the most important thing
我们这几天专一的去追求主
is that we shall focus on pursuing the Lord in these few days
所以最重要的是
that is the most important thing
在于我们每个人遇见主
we need to meet with the Lord
我们这些日子的祷告啊
and that is our prayer these days
祷告圣灵大做工啊
pray the Holy Spirit will work mightily among us
每一位神的儿女都遇见主
so that each and every one of the attendants will meet with the Lord
而圣灵在聚会中降临了
and the Holy Spirit can descend in the congregation
让弟兄姊妹得到确定的圣灵经历
so everyone can for sure meet with the Lord through the Holy Spirit
什么叫做复兴啊
what does the word revival mean
主进来就是复兴
revival is defined as let the Lord enter
什么叫做荒凉
what is the definition of the word desolation
我们有天然生命就是荒凉
our natural life is nothing but desolation
什么叫主进来了
so what does it mean by the Lord enters
我们就复兴了
That means that desolation becomes revived.
什么时候在我们天然生命里面
And whenever we fall into our natural life,
就是荒凉
we are nothing but desolation.
复兴跟荒凉只差一念之间的
So the revival versus desolation, a lot of time, the difference is one thought.
站在主这一面
When our thought and minds on the Lord's side,
我们接触主
we touch him,
住在主里面
we abide in him,
我们就复兴了
we are revived.
这呼吸很简单，对不对？
It's very simple.
就在我们自己呀。
It's all depending on us.
所以夏令会之前怎么准备？夏令会还有时间可以准备。
We still have a few days left to prepare ourselves. How do we prepare ourselves for it?
弟兄姊妹回去啊，心都站在主这一面啊。
You have to turn your heart to the side of the Lord.
准备我们的心要接触主啊。
And prepare yourself to be ready to meet with Him.
我们住在主里面了。
We need to choose to abide in Him.
下礼拜完了，大家带着复兴回来，好不好
？So that at the end of the conference, we are all revived and bring the revival back.
这是下礼拜最好的结果。
And that will be the best result we can have.
神的儿女遇见主了。
Because children of God meet with the Lord.
把复兴带回来了。
And bring back home church the revival.
盼望今天还来得及，他准备遇见主，好不好
？We still have time. Prepare yourself for that.
撒迦利亚书
，In the book of Zechariah.
包罗万有的先知书啊。
And this book of prophet is all encompassing.
撒迦利亚这个先知太了不起了。
He's a great prophet for sure.
他讲预言的。
Zechariah when he prophesied.
和其他的先知讲预言的不一样。
His manner was different from all the other prophets.
以色列的先知讲预言。
Many prophets of Israel will prophesy.
多半都重在以色列人。
The emphasis will be on Israelites.
撒迦利亚先预言。
Yet, the prophet Zechariah, when he prophesied,
重在外邦人。
His emphasis was on the Gentile.
教会就在外邦。
And church is where Gentiles are.
所以这本书对教会的关系很重大。
And this is very important, this book in the relationship
to church. 他也写到基督的预言。
And he also talked about the prophecy of Christ.
从主降生。
From the birth of Jesus,
一直讲到十架
to his crucifixion,
一直讲到复活
to his resurrection,
讲到升天
to his ascension,
讲到主再来
to his second coming,
一个完全的基督的启示
It's a very complete revelation of Christ.
他也讲到救恩跟教会
and he also talked about salvation and church in his prophecy.
教会讲得真好
and he said it so well.
他也讲到最后一个时代，末了的时代，怎样的时代
？He also talked about how the final time will be like.
他讲到有的基督要出现。
He talked about the appearing of the Antichrist.
他讲到大罪人要出现。
And the appearing of the big sinner.
这旧约别的先知没有讲过。
And no other prophets in the Old Testament has mentioned that.
只有到了新约保罗，他也叫的基督为大罪人。
And until New Testament, Paul talked about Antichrist.
所以。撒迦利亚了不起的先知、啊、
That's why Zechariah was a great prophet.
他一直讲到外邦人最后怎样结束的。
He talked all the way until the ending of Gentiles.
末了一个时代，怎样的一个时代
？He talked about how the final time is like.
这么先知书了不起。
And this is a great book.
按照神学来说
，According to theology，
这本书。在大被掳之后的先知书。
And this is a prophet book written after the big capitalization.
什么叫大被掳呢
？What's that? The great captive.
巴比伦帝国把以色列灭亡了。
And because Babylon took over Israel.
拆掉以色列耶路撒冷的城墙。
And destroyed the wall of Israel.
拆掉一块石头不在另一块石头上。
And not a single stone remained on another.
把圣殿用火焚烧啊。
And he burned down the holy temple.
祭司都倒在刀下。
And killed all the priests.
把所有耶路撒冷人民都掳到巴比伦
and he captivated all the remaining Israelites to Babylon
彻底毁灭了
so Israel was completely destroyed
那还有希望吗
do you think there's any hope for Israel
人看没有希望了
to men there is no hope for them
但是所有的盼望在神呢
yet you know hope is in no one but God
神早就定规好日子被掳七十年
God has predestined that Israelites will be captivated for 70 years
在被掳之前早就记得耶利米讲到被掳
And through Jeremiah the prophet God already prophesied about this capture
以色列人被掳七十年
And they were captivated for 70 years
他们在巴比伦
And they lived in Babylon
不能用自己的新娘来侍奉
They could not serve their God
不能用本国的话来讲话
They cannot speak in their own language
不能敬拜神
They cannot worship their own God
所有属神的事都被毁灭了
And all things concerning God was destroyed
还有希望吗？
Do you think there was any hope for Israelites?
真的是没有希望了。
Seemingly no hope at all.
但主的时候到了。
Yet the time of the Lord came.
圣灵开始起来运行了。
The Holy Spirit started to work.
多少被掳的百姓。
Many of those people who were captivated.
心都转向主了。
Suddenly their hearts were turned
to God. 又起来了。
They rose up.
一心要回到耶路撒冷去。
Wholeheartedly they wanted to return to Jerusalem.
到耶路撒冷在最艰难的时候
and they want to return to Jerusalem which was nothing but desolation
重新造城墙
they wanted to rebuild the wall
重新造圣殿
they wanted to rebuild the temple
重新侍奉神
they wanted to serve God again
这个叫大被掳之后的复兴
and that is the revival after the great captivization
我跟你们讲一下很重要的知识、啊、
and let me tell youSomething important.
因为年轻人记性好，都应该记得我的话了。
Young people, you guys have good memory, so remember what I say.
我年轻的听年长的讲话。
When I was young, when elderly spoke,
过了七十年还记得的。
I still remember even after 70 years.
我真的很专心的听 Watchman Nee
讲话。You know why? Because I was very concentrated. I concentrated what Watchman Nee was saying.
撒迦利亚书
The book of Zechariah
讲到大被掳之后的先知
Talk about the prophets after they were captivated
大被掳之后有八本书
And there were eight books written after the great captivation
三本是历史书
And there are three books regarding history
伊斯拉尼西米伊斯帖
Ezra, Nehemiah, andEsther.
五本先知书
and five books of prophets.
以西结书
Ezekiel.
哈盖书
Haggai.
撒迦利亚书
Zacharias.
马拉基书
Malachi.
I saw it. 但以理
and Daniel.
啊，五本书
Five books were written after.
撒迦利亚是最后的先知书
and the book Zechariah was written at the last.
希拉一书预言
and so he rose up and prophesied.
鼓励以色列人。重新建圣殿
encourage Israelites to rebuild the holy temple
在最艰难的情形之下
and in the most difficult time
重新造圣殿
they rebuild the temple
撒迦利亚先知鼓励他们
the prophet Zechariah encouraged God's people to do that
把神的话传给他们
and gave them the word from God
在撒迦利亚书一开始
in the beginning of Zechariah
撒迦利亚说
he said
神对耶路撒冷的锡安的旨意永远不改变。
They said the purpose and the will of the Lord towards Jerusalem will never change.
神对锡安、对耶路撒冷永远的心里火热的。
And God is zealous towards Zion, towards Jerusalem forever.
所以无论我们怎么荒凉，都有盼望。
Therefore, no matter how desolate our condition is, there's always hope.
盼望在哪里呢？
Where is our hope?
盼望在主。
Our hope is in the Lord.
我们这些人都不在了，主还在，对不对？
You and I may pass away one day, but the Lord remains forever, right?
有一个弟兄以为他在教会必不可少的。
There's one Christian brother thought he was so important in the church.
我对他说，没有人是必不可少的。
I said, you know, in the church, no one is too important.
保罗都死了。
Even Apostle Paul died one day.
教会人就在。
Yet church remains standing.
二十世纪主大用 Watchman Nee.
And God used brother Watchman Nee greatly.
Watchman Nee 也死了。
He died afterwards.
中国大复兴。
Yet there's a great revival in China.
中国教会永远存在。
And the church in China stands forever.
全教会的世界的教会永远存在。
And the church in the entire world stands together. I mean,
没有人是必不可少的。
So there's no single person is too important.
只有主是必不可少的。
Only the Lord is the most important.
感谢主，主永远在。
We are so thankful because the Lord stays forever.
主永远不离开我们。
He never leaves us.
在最荒凉的被掳。
In the most desolate time.
主在最低的地方来工作了。
At the lowest point, the Lord works.
一片死亡当中，主做生命的工作了。
In the midst of death, he started to revive.
好些人起来了。
And many people were inspired.
心里火热。
They become zealous.
回到耶路撒冷去。
They wanted to return to Jerusalem.
我们要重新建立见证。
And they did. They want to rebuild the testimony.
所以诗篇当中有一类的诗歌叫 上行诗啊。
And that's why there is a portion in the book of Psalms called the Psalms Ascension.
那就是神的百姓到巴比伦回耶路撒冷去。
Because that were sung when people were returning to Jerusalem.
一面走着，一面唱诗啊。
They were climbing upwardly and they were singing together.
这叫上行诗。
And those are ascents.
我们一生都要唱上行诗啊。
And all our lives we should sing hymns of ascent.
永远上行。
We will continue to climb upwardly.
一直上行到主那里。
Until we reach the end and see the Lord.
主就要回来了。
The Lord is coming back soon.
我讲主快要回来了。
When I say this,
不是吓人的。
I'm not trying to scare you.
因为我读圣经啊。
Because I read the Bible.
我特别读预言的。
And I love to focus on prophecy.
预言都应验了。
And all the prophecies have been fulfilled.
剩下一点点还没有
预言。Almost all, just a little bit remain unfulfilled.
那一点点应验是一连串应验的。
And when those things are to be fulfilled, they're going to do one after the other quickly.
应该在欧洲应验的。
And will be in Europe.
我们在讲话的时候，欧洲应验了，我们还不知道呢。
And it can be happening as we speak right now.
就主来真是近了。
So his coming is near.
我们讲话的时候就忽然来了。
It can be any moment when we talk.
感谢主，没有人在听我讲话了。
And then, thankfully, no one needs to listen to me anymore.
大家都听主了呀。
Because we'll be all listening to the Lord.
感谢主，主回来了。
And we're thankful that He is coming back.
我们属于工业不要做了。
We don't have to work anymore.
教会要被提到荣耀了。
The church will be raptured.
但是因为有主要来。
But because the fact that He's coming back.
我们特别要准备。
We need to prepare ourselves for it.
准备我们去见主啊。
Prepare ourselves to meet with Him.
我想到主来真是欢喜。
I rejoice just by the thought about his coming.
但是有一个惧怕。
But I have a fear as well.
怕我没有脸去见主啊。
I'm afraid that I am not ready to face him.
光景太差了。
Because my condition is just too bad.
主来没有脸见主了。
And I just feel embarrassed to face him.
大家好好准备好不好
？So we need to be prepared for his coming.
好，下面面对夏令会。
We have conference coming up.
准备要过夏令会了。
Prepare ourselves for the conference.
撒迦利亚来了。
So Zechariah says.
他向以色列人说预言。
He prophesied to Israelites.
以色列人的仇敌太强大了。
Because they had great enemies at a time.
以色列太渺小了。
Israelites were so little.
四围的敌国太强盛了。
And they have enemies surrounding them.
撒迦利亚说：“我看见。”神拣选以色列百姓。
And Zechariah says, I see that God has chosen Israelites.
他讲了句非常好的话。
He says something so great.
神是四围的火城。
That God is a wall of fire around them.
又是其中的荣耀。
And its glory within.
神的教会四面火城啊。
Do you know that God is the wall of fire for His church?
什么叫做火城啊？
What does it mean?To be a wall of fire around.
你看见火没有？
Have you seen fire before?
看见过。
Have you ever seen fire?
可能你看见的火太小了。
Maybe small fire, yes.
那你家里炉子里面烧的火？
Not the fire on your stove.
那是一点点火啊。
That's just a little fire.
火度数增加的时候，
When the temperature increases,
火的力量摧毁一切，
And the power of the fire can destroy everything.
什么遇见火都被烧毁了。
And whatever encounters fire will be destroyed.
火一直往上增加度数。
And when the temperature increases,
它可以炼金。
It can refine gold.
圣经说炼金的火。
He is the refiner's fire.
炼金火要高到六千度啊。
You know, it takes up to 6,000 degrees to refine gold.
那个科学家还惊慌。
And that's really a crazy.
并不是把矿打开了，一块块金子搬出来了。
Oh, you don't go into the mine and then pick up.Gold, just like that.
不是一块块金子
搬出来了。You don't just move rocks of gold out of the mine.
一块一块的大石头啊。
Instead, they're like rocks mixed with different things.
测验到那个石头里面有金的成分。
With their instrument, they detect, yeah, there is some gold ingredients in these rocks.
那就要加这个火炉来烧啊。
So they take out these rocks and they put in the fire.
温度加到六千度。
And they have to increase the temperature up to 6,000 degrees.
所有的矿石都融化了。
And all the other ingredients will be melted.
其他的成分，铜啊、铁啊，分量轻。
All the other ingredients, such as copper or iron, they are lighter than gold.
金子的分量最重。
Gold is the heaviest of all.
所以铜的铁都流出去了。
So all the lighter ingredients will flow up and flow out.
金子存下来了。
Only gold will remain at the bottom.
炼过七次的纯金啊。
And you need to do that refining process 7 times.
把所有其他东西 都烧掉了,
so all the other ingredients are melted away.
剩下是晶晶,
only the pure gold can remain.
这个神最伟大的工作,
and that is the greatest work of God.
火炼教会,
he will refine his church.
为什么2000年教会一直受逼迫?
That's why church has been persecuted for over 2,000 years.
难道神不能保护教会吗?
Can God just protect his church?
神绝对能,
of course he's able.
但神有他伟大的旨意,
but he has a great purpose of him. Because his church has to be exactly like him. So he has refined his church to be like him. And then purify the deeds of the church. So he is the refiner's fire. And he's the soap of
him.
And purify gold out to be like him. And use the soap to purify so we'll be like him in our deeds.
教会里面向主,
so that our nature will be like God.
外面向主,
so it's our outward behavior will be like him.
里面向主,
our inward life will be like God.
行为向主,
and our behavior will be like God.
这教会里面,
so inwardly and outwardly church will be just like God.
另外一面火是力量,
and fire, again, is power.
摧毁一切,
destroy everything.
你遇见火就被烧毁了,
and you run into fire, you'll be burned.
主说, 主是教会四围的火城,
he said, I am a wall of fire around the church.
2000年教会受逼迫,
for 2,000 years so church has been persecuted.
所有逼迫教会都要倒下去,
and those who persecute church will fall.
第一个时代是罗马帝国逼迫教会,
and it started from the Roman Empire.
我去过罗马,
I went to Rome.
去找罗马帝国的灰尘都找不到了,
I can't even find the dust from Roman Empire's time.
教会仍旧存在,
but the church remained standing in Rome.
罗马帝国那个是了不起的帝国,
and Roman Empire was a great empire back then.
逼迫教会100年,
it persecuted church for 100 years.
10个君王逼迫教会,
it took 10 emperors, 10 rulers.
那个时候弟兄是不是觉得好像逼迫过不去了一样的?
And you know, Christian back then thought this will never end.
我们人的一生也不过就是100岁,对不对?
You know, the most we can live up to is 100 years.
百年逼迫就逼迫不会过去了。
You know, if you've been persecuted for over 100 years, you feel this will never end.
到了主的时候一定过去。
But when the Lord comes, it's gone.
罗马帝国太强盛了。
Roman Empire was a great empire.
今天没一个帝国像罗马帝国的。
You haven't found a nation like that even till this day.
美国有点像。
Yes, America is a little bit like that.
但美国现在走下坡路了。
But this country is also going downward.
所有帝国都有它结束的时候的。
Every nation has its end.
要逼迫教会结束的特别快。
And those who persecute church will end faster.
我是四围的火城,
the Lord says, I am a wall of fire around the church.
要逼迫教会,
if you persecute church,
就遇见我们的神了,
and you will run into the God who protects it.
希伯来书说, 我们的神, 乃是烈火,
that's why the book of Hebrews says, our God is fire.
摧毁一切的仇敌,
destroy all the enemies.
2000也不晓得多少帝国逼迫过教会啊。
Many nations try to work against church.
我们中国现在就不好受。
You know, for example, China is not friendly.
他们60年了。
For over 60 years.
我们不谈中国。
We're not here to talk about politics.
谈苏联。
Let's talk about Russia.
苏联那个时候美国害怕的。
And the United States was afraid of Russia before.
美国第一个对手就是苏联。
And that's our number one enemy.
苏联现在经济上面很穷啊。
And Russia is very poor economically.
但是他们的武器了不起。
Yeah, they have great weapons.
这么大的一个帝国。
Such a great country.
倒下来不过几个小时啊。
It only took several hours for it to collapse.
我们不能想象啊。
You can hardly imagine.
那天我正在理发店理发呀。
And I was in the barber shop that day.
我的小孩子卖号外了。
And little children, young people can buy.
我什么什么大新闻的。
And selling this instant news.
我买个号外来看。
So、I bought that news from him.
苏联倒了。
It says Russia has collapsed.
我理发之前没倒嘞。
It was standing before I cut my hair.
我去理个发呀。
And I went to the barber shop and it collapsed during the process.
可以惹什么？可以去得罪什么？
How can you offend God?
我们一首诗歌啊。
There was a hymn.
邦国兴而衰。
We talk about nations may rise and fall.
君王常更换。
And the kings will replace another.
只有神的教会永远必存在。
Only the church of God remains standing forever.
谁要逼迫教会？
Who wants to persecute church?
你要数好日子还要倒的。
You better start count down on your days.
神说我是四围的火城。
God declared that I am a wall of fire around it.
不要说教会。
Not just church.
我们一生的年日啊。
And all the days of our lives.
也看见神是我四围的火城啊。
We also witness how God is the wall of fire around us.
多少次的危险啊。
We encounter dangerous times after
time. 多少次的试炼啊。
And trials many times.
好像试炼的力量远大过我啊。
And sometimes you feel the trial is too big that I cannot even take it.
不要说别人看。
And not just other people.
我自己估计也胜不过这个试炼了。
Even with our own estimation, we thought we won't make it.
但是不是靠我啊。
But many times we realize not through our own strength.
我们有主啊。
But through the Lord.
一个试炼过去。
Trial may come one after the other.
甚至四围的火城。
Yet God is the wall of fire.
我们一生靠主过来的。
And we have trust Him and pass through His
faith. 我是四围的火城。
The Lord declared that.I am a wall fire.
又是其中的荣耀。
And the glory within.
我们看教会荒凉。
You say, oh, church is so desolate.
你不要这样看。
Don't look at church that way.
你是一直看人。
Because you were looking at people.
你要看主啊。
You should focus on the Lord.
主在教会的里面呢。
The Lord is in His church.
主所做的都是荣耀啊。
Everything God does is glorious.
我是其中的荣耀。
You say, I am the glory within it.
我告诉你，两千年教会啊，失败的事情很多啊。
And there are many failures through 2,000 years in the history of church.
失败的教人很痛心啊。
Yes, it hurts to see failures.
但神的算法呀。
But God looks at it differently.
他失败不算的。
He doesn't count number of failures.
他只算得胜的。
He only counts the number of victories.
所有得胜都继续下去的。
And all the victories will be connected one to the other.
所有得胜都连接在一起的。
And every victory ties with one another.
最后出现新耶路撒冷了。
Until the end, the new Jerusalem will appear.
新耶路撒冷里面没有失败。
And there's no failure in the new Jerusalem.
历代基督徒的得胜建造成功的。
And it's built on the victory of saints throughout the years.
神不算失败。
God does not count the number of failures.
只计算得胜啊。
He only remembers the victory.
所有得胜在主那里。
All the victory is kept by God in His record.
最后出现新耶路撒冷。
And the accumulation result is the new Jerusalem.
我是其中的荣耀。
He said, I am the glory within.
我信主七十多年了。
I have believed in the Lord for over seven decades.
我见过多少弟兄姊妹啊。
I have seen so many Christians.
一些不在人眼中看起来真的起不起来的弟兄姊妹。
They may not be highly regarded in the eyes of many
other
Christians.
很小的小人物。
They seem to be little.
但是他们彰显神。
Yet,I see the manifest God.
很小的人物。
Very small character.
比地上最伟大的人物还有价值。
Yeah, in the eyes of God, they have greater value than the greatest person in the world.
神也就不看那地上的大人物。
God doesn't care about your social ranking.
神看那些小弟兄姊妹。
God loves the small and insignificant persons.
因为主的爱在他们里面。
Because the love of God is in them.
主的工作在他们身上。
God's work is on them.
真是荣耀啊。
And that's glorious to God.
我看见很多弟兄姊妹。
I've seen that many Christians.
一个姊妹啊。
For example, one Christian sister.
不识字。
She is illiterate.
那根本才不值得
人中间提不起来的人了。
So you might think she's insignificant.
她很爱主。
But she loved the Lord.
很顺服主。
And she obeyed the Lord.
有点主跟她讲话了。
One day the Lord said to her,
买本圣经来。
Go buy a Bible.
那个不识字嘛，买圣经干什么？
She said, I can't even read. Why do I want to buy a Bible?
她也看不懂圣经的。
She won't be able to read it.
她顺服主很简单。
But she was very obedient.
主说买本圣经，她就买本圣经来。
No question asked. The Lord says, go get a Bible. I go buy a Bible.
主说打开读。
The Lord says, open it up and started to read.
一个字不认这个读什么呀？
She said, I can't even recognize a character. How can I read?
很简单，顺服主啊。
But she was very obedient, so she opened it up.
创世纪一章一节一个字不认得。
The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, she could not recognize any word.
她有说方言的恩赐。
She was able to speak in tongue, though.
她用说方言来读圣经。
So she started to speak in tongue by reading the Bible.
从创世纪一直读到启示录。
Therefore, she was able to read from the first chapter to the last chapter.
荣耀吧？
Isn't that glorious?
荣不荣耀？
Isn't that glorious?
奇妙吧？
That's amazing, right?
主第一个名字叫奇妙。
And that's the name of the Lord. Wonderful.
Wonderful. 今年我们请那个讲员。
And this conference, we have another key speaker. She's from New York.
我40年以前在 New York 去拜访他们的教会。
I visited her and her church 40 years ago.
他们多半是德国人。
And most of the members in the church are German.
生在美国的德国人。
They were born in America, though.
在聚会里面讲，好，那个领会的传道人呢。
And the leader of the church.
大家都说奇妙。
He said, everybody, open your mouth and say marvelous.
基本上都是奇妙。
Wonderful, everybody say wonderful.
他们讲 wonderful.
They say wonderful.
他是德国人。
Because they are German.
先用德文来讲奇妙。
He said, okay, let's say wonderful in German.
Wonderful, 德文是 wunderbar.
So wunderbar.
哦，大家 wunderbar.
Everybody wunderbar.
大家都喊 wunderbar.
Everybody speak wonderful in German.
想起来了，我坐在讲台上，我是中国人的。
Suddenly remember that I was a Chinese.
师兄啊，你也用中文来讲奇妙。
Brother D, say wonderful in Chinese.
我坐到上面去，中文叫做奇妙。
So I said 奇妙。
他们几百人都学不来奇妙这个字、啊。
But they have a hard time following, copying what I said.
学的声音奇奇怪怪的。
And they have very strange pronunciation.
再奇怪还是奇妙。
No matter how strange their pronunciation is, God is still wonderful.
主是奇妙。
Because the Lord is wonderful.
主是不是奇妙？
Isn't the Lord wonderful?
你们都中国人会不会叫奇妙？
You know how to say that in Chinese, right?
奇妙吧？
奇妙。
下个在主日不明，大家。争先恐后祷告。
That's why when we come to the table, we need to praise the Lord one after the other.
奇妙啊！
He is wonderful.
我们怎么不赞美主啊？
How can we refrain ourselves from praising Him?
我是其中的刺猬火城。
The Lord declared, "I am a wall of fire around it."
又是其中的荣耀。
And its glory within.
最大的荣耀还不在乎神迹奇事。
You know the greatest glory is not miracles and wonders.
最大的奇妙。
The greatest wonder
是我们得救了，性情、生命改变了。
Is that after we're saved, our life has changed.
这是最大的奇妙。
That is the biggest wonderful thing.
神的儿女好和不好差很多，好和不好差很多。
You know, for children of God, they are quite different.
但是。全世界基督徒和不信主的人都不一样。
Yeah, there is a difference between believers versus non-believers.
不一样在什么地方？
What is the difference between believers and non-believers?
不是我们多了个眼睛，不是他们少个鼻子。
Not that we have one more eye and they have one nose less.
外面生的一样的。
We look the same outwardly.
但是我们的生命改变了。
Yet our life has been changed.
我们和全世界人都不一样。
And we are different from the rest of the world.
我们生命的改变。
And the greatest miracle happened to us is the change of our life.
感谢主。
And we give thanks to Him.
中国人很复杂的国家。
Chinese is a very complex race.
华北、华中、华西、华南，讲话都不一样的。
And there are many regions in China. There are north, east, south, west part. They speak different dialects. They have a different nature and habit.
到中国其实很麻烦的。
And it's quite challenging to visit China.
感谢主，我去中国。
And when I went to China,
我不止拜访华北、华中、华西、华南。
And I visit every part of China.
我去访问教会。
And I go visit church.
遇见教会。
And wherever I go, as long as the church.
都一样。
It's the same.
生命一样，表现一样。
We have the same kind of life, same kind of manifestation.
好不好
Isn't that wonderful?
我们美国更麻烦了。
And America is also pretty complex.
黑人、白人、黄人。
And we have different races, different colors.
黄人还有日本人中国人韩国人
And within a color like yellow you still have a different nationalities
都不一样的
We're all different
但是我和白中国人教会里面去
Yeah, when I go to Caucasian church
大家一起唱诗赞美神的时候
When we start singing praises together
他们也不记得我是中国人
They won't think that I'm a Chinese
我也忘记自己是中国人
I also forgot that they are non-Chinese
我们都在基督里是一个
Because in Christ we are one
神把我们都改变了
And God changed us all
我们变成一个
So that we can become one
这才真的奇妙
And that is marvelous
我就知道个传道人
And I met of this minister
他是白种人可是一生在中国
He was a Caucasian but he spent all his life in China
人家问到你是哪里人啊
So when people ask her where do you come from
他不简单回答你
He doesn't answer that simply
他回答麻烦了
He'sVery complex answer.
我生在美国
I was born in the United
我长在中国
I grew up in China
我活在天国
And I live in heaven
好不好
Isn't that great?
哎，我也跟他学了这句话
So I learned from him too I copied that
人家问我哪里人啊
One day somebody asked me
生在中国
As I was born in China
活在美国
I live in the United States
长在美国
I grew up
我在美国四十多年了
I had spent 40 years
但我活在中天国
But I live in the heavenly realm
大家都活在天国，好不好
？Make sure we all do that.
天国之民。
We are the people of heavenly kingdom.
保罗就说你们是天国的公民。
That's why Paul says you are the citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
保罗用的字很时髦啊。
And he used a very contemporary word.
他用的字是 citizenship， 公民权。
He said your citizenship is in heaven.
今天我没时间给你们讲公民权。
And、I don't have time to go into details on that.
我们是天国公民，要懂得我们的公民权呢、啊。
You gotta know your right from your citizenship.
我们很多权利啊。
We have a lot of rights.
有很大的权利啊。
We have great rights.
你不用嘛，这人你真是没办法。
But you know, it's pity that if you don't bother to use them.
应该告诉你们什么是我们的公民权。
Next time I'll tell you what's in our citizenship.
保罗说你们是天上公民。
He said your citizenship is in heaven.
你们最少有个大权利。
So you know one great privilege.
等候救主从天降临。
That is to wait for the coming of the Lord from above.
这是天国公民。
That's what a citizen from heaven does.
全世界的人。
All the people in this world.
都在等死。
They all are waiting to die.
是不是目标是死啊
？Isn't it? All the people in this world are waiting to die. No one escaped death, right?
没人逃过死，对不对
？Has anyone escaped death?
只要死是终点。
To people in this world, death is their destiny.
一生都完了。
The end of everything.
你这一生了不起。
You may be a great person in your life. You may have high rank.
有财富。
You have a lot of money.
有名声。
You have reputation.
最后是死。
But the end is still death.
一切都没有价值了。
Everything becomes no value at that point.
世界上都等死啊。
Every person in this world are waiting to die. Yet we are not here to wait for death.
我们等主降临。
We are here to wait for the Lord to come. Hallelujah.
赞美主。我们真的等主降临啊。
We are here waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah. 我们是耶路撒冷里面的荣耀。
We are the glory in Jerusalem.
保罗说我，撒加利亚说，我是四围的火城。
Zechariah said, the Lord declares, I am a wall of fire around it.
又是其中荣耀。
And the glory within.
下面撒加讲句好话。
And he said something great even after that.
撒加利亚讲的都是好话。
Everything he said was great.
今天我讲的是特别好的话。
But I pick a few greater verses.
哦，他们的。
He said those.Who touches you?
就是牧野中的同人。
Touches the apple of his eye.
这是佩服撒加利亚讲那么好的话。
And that's such a great saying.
我们这个人。
As a person.
你摸我的手不要紧。
It's okay, you touch my hands.
你摸我的脚也不要紧。
Touch my feet.
胸口重要的地方了。
And chest is an important part.
就你来摸我的胸口，我也不会害怕的。
And I'm not afraid if you touch my chest.
也不要紧。
It's okay, you're right.
你去试试摸那个眼睛看看。
Try to touch people's pupil. eyeballs. Try to touch people's eyes. What's their reaction? They may not react much. You touch their hands or feet. Or chest.
我眼睛一定反应。
But they will surely react if you touch their eyes.
他也不要说去想哦，我要反应。
And you don't have to convince yourself to react.
这反应是自然的。
It's your natural response.
有人摸我的眼睛，我立即举手来挡住。
The first thing we do is to protect our eyes from others.
啊，眼睛是身上太重要的肢体了。
The eyes are very important members of my body.
太脆弱的肢体。
And very vulnerable ones.
用处最大的肢体。
And very useful ones.
眼睛要摸我的眼睛不行。
So.You can't touch my eyes.
眼睛所以宝贵。
Eyes are precious.
是宝贵，眼睛里面的瞳仁。
Because the pupil within.
神创造人太奇妙了。
God's creation is amazing.
我常常惊讶神创造人这样奇妙啊。
I always amazed at how God created us.
我的年龄大了。
I'm very old.
但是我也身体健康。
I'm still very healthy.
不仅到你们这里才讲到。
Otherwise, I cannot be here.
夏令会完了，我还要度过太平洋。
And summer conference is over. I need to cross Pacific Ocean.
去台湾，去明年 China.
I need to go to China.
我想神把我创造的结实啊。
And God has built my body so sturdily.
地上最好的汽车。
Even the best built car on earth.
拉姆车可以用二十年的呀。
Can you last over 20 years?
你们开过二十年的车吧。
Have you driven the car that is 20 years old?
开不到二十年吧。
Can your car last more than 20 years?
开十年已经老车了。
Maybe 10 years.
最好是新车。
And the best car to drive is a new car.
老车真是不好开。
It's hard to drive an old car.
神造我们的身体太奇妙了。
And God has created our body in such an amazing way.
我的身体用了九十年了。
And my body has been used for 90 years.
神把我创造的结实。
And I was well built.
我一样快过太平洋。
And I will fly over Pacific Ocean.
我不怕狗。我认识一个弟兄了。
And I know this Christian brother.
比我厉害多了。
And he was even stronger.
他今年102岁。
He's 102 years old.
今年还跨过太平洋。
And he still flew across Pacific Ocean.
去侍奉主。
To serve God on the other day.
要活到102岁不容易啊。
And you know, it's not easy to live up to 102 years old. 102
岁跨过太平洋去侍奉主。
But it's even greater challenge for you to continue to serve God by crossing over ocean.
这件事我很尊重。
I really respect him for that.
我盼望我若是活到102岁。
If God let me live up to 102.
我的 family doctor.
You know, my family doctor said.
他说你的身体很好。
So you're very healthy.
还可以活好多年了。
You can still live a few years.
但是要保重身体啊。
But you need to take good care of your body.
要保养你的身体啊。
Take good care of it.
我从来不保重身体的。
I don't really bother to do that.
主替我保重了。
The Lord protects me.
我的 doctor.
And my daughter,
我是基督徒。
I told my daughter, I'm a Christian.
基督徒活长活短不是个大问题啊。
It really doesn't matter we live long or short.
又活得长。
If we live long,
有两个条件。
In order to live long, there are two conditions.
第一个条件健康。
First, to be healthy.
不健康嘛，早点回家了。
Yeah, if you're not healthy, you go to heavenly home earlier.
自己痛苦叫别人痛苦。
Because not only you suffer, people around you also suffer with you.
第二条件
，The second condition，
要活得有用
，is to be useful。
大家需要我活着，我还才活着。
And you have to want me to live so I can live。
大家没人需要我们，我早点回家休息了。
If nobody needs me, I might as well go home in heaven。
我们神的儿女不再活得多长。
And the children of God, the point is not how long
we live。活得健康
，but to live healthily。
活得有用
，and live usefully。
有用在主面前有用。
To be useful by the Lord。
要好好的爱主啊。
To love the Lord。
要好好的追求主啊。
To pursue the Lord。
要好的侍奉主啊。
To serve the Lord。
为主活着啊。
To live for the Lord。
你的一生才有价值啊。
Then the days of our lives are
meaningful。不然你一生都没有价值啊。
Otherwise, there's no meaning to our
lives。神造我这人太奇妙了。
And God has created us wonderful.
眼中的瞳仁是眼睛的价值所在。
And the pupil of our eyes is where the value of the eyes.
眼睛能看就在于眼中瞳仁。
The reason why we can see.
瞳仁太奇妙了。
Is because the pupils in our eyes.
我建议你做一个游戏啊。
You should try this out.
你找个人啊，对面看，你看我，我看你。
Find a partner to look at each other.
你会发现一件奇妙的事。
You will see something interesting.
他的眼中的同仁里面呢。
And the pupil of your opponent, your partner's eye.
有我的影像在里面呢。
You will have the image.
他也能看见。
His pupil reflects my
在我的同仁里面。
In the same way, his image reflects my
有他的影像在里面。
And he can see his image in my eyes.
不相信你们两个人彼此看看。
Yeah, find a good place. And check it out.
啊，这同人的奇妙。
That's the wonder of pupils.
谁说摸他们的
？And God said, whoever touches them,
就是摸神眼中的同人啊。
Is touching the apple of my eye.
你摸我的同人。
You touch my pupil.
我的手一直一定自然举起来抵挡。
My natural response is to protect myself.
你要摸神的儿女。
And when people touch
the children, 神说我要向他抡手。
God said, I will raise my hand again.
神要举起手来不得了啊。
So if God raises his hand, that's something.
我们尊贵吧。
Aren't we honorable then?
我们不知道我们这么尊贵罢
了。You don't know we're so honorable, right?
摸他们的。
People that touch us.
就是摸我眼中的同人。
Touch the apple of God's eye.
我要向他们抡手。
So God will raise his hand against them.
在第二章里面。
In chapter 2 of
Zechariah. 叫我们做逃脱之民。
He kept on encouraging people to flee, to flee.
圣经里面逃脱之民啊。
And to be the people of fleeing away.
圣经里面讲的逃脱之民。
And in the Bible, when you talk about to flee,
就是得胜者。
Are the overcomers.
他们逃脱了荒凉的火。
To run away the fire of desolation.
逃脱了逼迫的火。
Run away from the fire of persecution.
逃脱了仇敌一切的攻击。
Run away from the attack of the enemy.
在一生的艰难里面逃出来了。
And run out of the difficulties of life.
也在堕落的基督教世界里面逃出来了。
Also come out of the fallen world of Christian
community. 逃脱之民就是得胜者。
And those who run away from all these things are overcomers.
我们要逃啊。
Therefore, we need to flee away from
要逃世界啊。
Flee away from this world.
要逃肉体啊。
Flee away from our flesh.
要逃自己啊。
Flee away from ourselves.
逃脱一切荒凉的火。
Flee away from all the desolation.
永远和主站在一起。
And always choose to stand by the Lord's side.
最后讲句最好的话了。
And lastly, here's something so great.
耶和华从圣殿显现
that he revealed himself in his temple
众肉体都静默无声
so be still before the Lord all mankind
神显现了
when God appears
这讲道完全不一样啊
and the sermon will be so different
我一生遇见过几次神显现了
and I've encountered a few times when God
最强的一次
the strongest one
在 Watchman 里讲道
was when Watchman was delivering a message and that was something so severe
从那个聚会引起中国大复兴啊
from that very meeting the fire of great revival was kindled in China
Watchman 讲道讲到一个时候
and Watchman was speaking
这很难说了
It's hard to predict.
大家都觉得神显出来了。
Suddenly, everybody in the congregation felt the presence of God that he revealed himself.
你以为道有多奇妙啊
？It's not what he said was wonderful and powerful.
那个主显出来了。
But the Lord himself appeared.
人家都算不了什么了。
And people are nothing at that time.
你一定不敢再讲话了。
To the point, watch me stop talking.
神出来了。
Because everybody senses God appears.
一下大家都安静啊。
Suddenly everybody quiet down.
这和平常安静不一样了。
It's different from the usual quiet.
这是神圣的安静了。
It was a holy and divine
quiet. 耶和华从圣殿显现。
And the Lord appeared from his dwelling.
众肉体都静默无声。
Be still, all you mankind.
但过了段时候。
And after a while,
神的儿女撕的心肠就痛悔了。
Everybody repent by like tearing their hearts apart.
大家痛哭流泪呀。
They were weeping and crying and confessing their sin.
我坐在那里。
I sit there.
我觉得能力进来。
I just feel this power came into my heart.
从我的灵里把我撞下，他又回去了。
And then hit my spirit and then left.
我什么感觉都掉了。
And all my feelings fell off.
大家哭，我不会哭。
Everybody else was crying, but I couldn't cry.
大家都哭，一个人不哭，这味道不好受啊。
You know, it's very weird to be the only person who doesn't cry.
我想我怎么办好。
And I didn't know what to do.
我低下头来吧。
So I lowered my head.
我就低头了。
So I lowered my head.
我一低头。
The moment I lowered my head. head.
神, 荣耀的神站在我面前。
This glorious God stood in front of me.
太特别的经历了。
It was such an unusual experience.
神就站在我面前了。
The Lord stood in front of me.
一下我也撕裂心肠，我也
痛悔了。I couldn't stand anymore. I tear my heart and cried and confessed.
全场都痛悔了。
Then 100% attendants cried and confessed.
不是因为你弟兄讲的道。
It wasn't because of the message.
那个神显出来了。
But God Himself appeared.
神从圣殿显现。
God arose from His holy dwelling.
众肉体都静默无声。
All the flesh stayed still.
盼望我们能遇见神显现。
And that is our desire to meet with His appearance.
盼望下临会主显现。
We pray that He will appear to us.
人讲到真的算不了什么。
Words from men is nothing.
主讲话才算得了什么。
But only when God speaks, that's powerful.
我们正仰望神显现。
And we look up for Him, for His
appearance. 主显现了。
And when He appears,
一切都好了。
Everything will be right.
我们复兴了。
We will be revived.
从那时候开始，全中国大复兴了。
And that is the meeting start from when the revival in China started.
在这以前，基督徒的人数一百万。
And now we're over a million of Christians.
六十年，中国基督徒一亿五千万。
And back then Christians were about 1 million of Christians.But 60 years later, there are 150 million Christians in China.
什么力量啊?
What kind of power was that?
不是传道人的力量。
It's not the power or the work of man.
圣灵显出他的大能。
But the power of the Holy Spirit.
全中国都要屈服。
The entire China yielded to God.
我们一起仰望神，好不好？
We all look up to the Lord for His Spirit.
神显现。
When God appears,
众肉体都静默无声。
All mankind stay still.
因为神显出来了。
Because He appears.